slušate Cross Radio.
Добре дојавте во најновото, можам слободно да кажам, специјално издание на Скопскиот Крос, 324-то поред. Благодарение на новинарката Гордана Настевска-Манасиевска и на неделникот Теа Модерна, имаме ексклузивна прилика да го чуеме интервјуто кое пред извесно време беше направено директно во Берлин. Станува збор за интервју со лидерот со единствените Einstürzende Neubauten, Blixa Bargeld. Нема да трошам повеќе зборови, одиме директно со интервјуто. Offen wie die Grube, wie das Grab,
wie das Ende Feuerstelle, das Geheimnis. I don't know if the concept is changing so much. It is I think we're still very much driven by curiosity. We're still very much trying to find out things from objects, from materials, and being taken somewhere that shows you results that you were not aware of, that you couldn't foresee. I think that is still very much the driving force within the band. The last public record, being Perpetuum Mobile, had a very clear field, a very clear associative field of what it was about, at least in my head. Mm-hmm. And I could communicate that. I did make a drawing at the beginning of the recording process, and John basically said, okay, there's air, and I wanted to do things with changes and with movements. So all these things that are connected in my head with the field of metaphors that you can build from that. Yeah. What kind of instruments they have to be, or what is considered to be etheric ether, and all these that was all connected. So then I said belts, air compressor, all these things, and then birds. All these things were on one piece of a big piece that I put on pinned on the wall, and you could write on and make things so that I could just explain what is my field of metaphors within this particular context, within this framework. Mm-hmm. That's what I do, actually give a framework.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I
had an interview the other day where somebody started on saying, okay, so Andrew builds instruments, and then he was thinking that he can put me down and say, you write the lyrics. That is not really my role within Neubauten. It is true, I do write lyrics, but I do see myself much more in a role of a director than I see myself in a role of being a songwriter. Uh-huh. I give a particular framework, and I direct particular ideas within that framework. And that is talking about Perpetuum Mobile, while this record, Alles wieder offen, had much less of an associative field underpinning the whole thing. It had much more to do with the way the record was conceived. The record was produced, and the record was done within that particular business plan.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We said,
yeah,
this is Neubauten, yeah, we're going to do this record ourselves, yeah, we're going to do it without a record company, we do it in the supporter model, yeah, and we're trying to make the record in 1 year. Hmm. Normally we need 1.5 years to make a record, then, and this time we didn't quite make it in 1 year, but we needed 15 months. That is pretty good,
yeah,
for Neubauten, because in the same time, as you know, everything, we did much more,
yeah,
also.
Yeah.
So we had an enormous output within that particular time, but that was the idea that underlied the whole wash that came,
yeah,
out there. You know, there are four experimental records that we made there. There is the jewels that we did on a monthly basis, and there is that record, and of course all the songs that only went up on the Your Supporter album, and all that came out within that particular period of time, and they are linked, they are,
yeah,
all connected, they're connected within, and that really forms the framework of that. I mean, I went one day to the other and said, I had the idea of starting a second subscription model of just doing every 3 months doing an experimental record.
Hi everybody, this is Nina Persson from Sweden.
From The Cardigans. And this is Nathan Larson from New York.
From Shadow to Think in Hot One.
And you are listening to
Cross Radio.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, ah da da. Bei Herzfeldes habe ich mal gefrühstückt. In
Steglitz oder Wilmersdorf. Mit Wieland habe ich mich gestritten. Mit Wieland, nicht mit John. Ich reichte ihm die Schere.
Tell you about a musical concept for this record, because there wasn't really much of a musical concept. I realized after a while that what the main character of the songs is. I realized after a while that this has more to do with time and with the passing of time, actually, because it is in its whole attitude, it is retrospective in a way. It's looking back at what we have done, and what especially is looking back at Nina. It has much more to do with me than the record than any record before. I usually give myself a couple of laws on how to write, and like for Tabula Rasa, I gave myself a law and said that I always have to have a you in this, that there always has to be a second person, and that there always has to be a second language. And so in every piece I was following, maybe I broke the law, I don't know, but I think I was trying to follow that in every song written for that record. And and Annoy, I think I was very, very strictly go we. Very strictly I tried to make it first person plural, never to say I, but always to say we. I think, of course, you follow a law and then you break the law and then write the garden and it's I again. But there is this kind of, this time I didn't give myself anything. I just said whatever comes out, comes out. And I went back to the primal idea at all, and that is I. And I wrote everything, almost everything.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. Ah, da, da.
I have when I'm on tour with Neubauten, we have to carry around a lot of materials and a lot of stuff, and the whole concept and the whole idea of Neubauten is very closely connected to our matter, to matter in the sense of material, to the material world, to objects, and the whole stage is full of stuff, and I just wanted to do the radical opposite. I just wanted to do something where I have nothing on stage. And so I have some new, every piece that I do in speech is in my lingo, is called a routine. Mm-hmm. You know, the routine, I took that from like stand-up comedians. Mm-hmm. They call it something a routine. Yeah. You do a particular routine. So I have a particular, I have a particular story to tell, I have a particular thing to do, etc. That is a routine. And I have some new routines that I will do in speech in the next speech performances, and they are even more reduced. They are even more radical, and they're more. I actually want to come to a point like Jacques Lacan, where you just get paid and not do anything. That's in the end. You know, Jacques Lacan was a famous psychoanalyst, professor in French, and he famously. In the end, he was just taking the money from his patients without talking to them, and just said that is the therapy. Which is, of course, I'm not serious about that. But you know what I mean. I have everything already. I have no instruments on stage, only a microphone, and but I'm able to miraculously develop complex compositions out of that, and I'm working on trying to find some ways on even reducing that even more. Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm Mark from Google Vag and you are listening to Cross Radio.
Верували или не, во Крос Радио го чувме Бликса Баргалт, лидерот на Einstürzen den Neubauten и поранешлиот член на Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Интервјуто со овој значаен лик во музичката култура го направи Гордана Настевска-Манасиевска. Голема благодарност до нејзе и до неделникот Теа Модерна, кој не ја пружија можноста интервјуто да го емитуваме на брановите на Крос Радио. За крај, нормално ги струшаме Einstürzen den Neubauten. Ова е Нагорни Карабах од нивниот последен албум Alles weiter offen. Чао од Скопје.
Zwischen Himmeln eingeklemmt in der Enklave meiner Wahl, in der ich mich versteck in Nagorno-Karabach. Vormals tiefe Wälder, Bergketten, vielleicht Eis. Eine messinggelbe Sonne verbricht ein Paradies. Meine Süß- und Diastole, dazwischen der Moment.
Слушате Крос Радио.